Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Schwiees, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gemol. Bitzalim, we have onions. We're going to see later, the Batunu is going to explain this at the end of the Mishnah. We're talking about onions that grew in the sixth year. We took them out of the ground in the sixth year. And for whatever reason, he put them back into the ground during the Shemitah year. Which, by the way, you were not allowed to do, but that's what he did. Then it rained on them. Shiyardu aleim kshamim. It rained on them. Vitzimchu. And more leaves popped up. Now here's the catch. You can have an onion on your front porch, not connected to the ground. And it gets wet, more leaves will start growing. Those leaves, obviously, even if they grew during a Shemitah year, aren't Shemitah because it has nothing to do with the ground. My problem is because he put these onions back into the ground during year number 7, and new leaves grew, so I have to know, if these leaves grew like with the koyach of the ground, not only are the leaves aser, but the whole onion is aser. That's the din. If these leaves grew from the onion itself, not from the ground, they would have grown anyway, even if the onion was in a box. Then they're not Shemitah pears. So how can I tell? Is there any way of looking at the leaf and knowing if this is drawing its nourishment from the ground and therefore it's a Shemitah peri? Or it would have grown anyway and it has nothing to do with Shemitah? Zak the Mishnah, there's a way to tell. Look at the color of the leaf. If the leaves became dark, like a dark green, that's what it means. It's not mamish black, but it's a dark green, a sudan. That shows it's drawing its koyach, it's drawing the nutrition from the ground. And that happened during Shemitah. So now the leaves become Shemitah leaves, and automatically the whole onion that it's connected to becomes a Shemitah onion. Hayriku, if they're like more pale, greenish, some say green with a tinge of yellow, hari elu mutarin, then they're mutter, because even though the onion is in the ground, these leaves didn't grow from the ground. So the onion really grew in the sixth year. You put it back into the ground. The leaves also, I can tell from the color, has nothing to do with the ground. It's growing out of the onion, so it's not a Shemitah onion. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas, says, I'll give you a different siman. Im yechaylin hi tolesh ba'ol, and if the onions can be schlepped out from the ground, plucked from the ground, holding onto the leaf, and the onion comes along with it, that means the leaf is solidly connected to the onion. Ah, this leaf grew from the ground. When it draws its nourishment from the ground, it's tough and strong. Therefore, asuin, because it grew during Shemitah. But if I try to get it out of the ground here, and again, we're talking about an onion that was picked in the sixth year. I put it back into the ground in the seventh year, and leaves grew. If I pull these leaves and poop, the leaf jumps off, and the onion stays in the ground, that's not a strong leaf. It's not a leaf that grew from the ground. It's a leaf that grew out of the onion. And therefore, this onion is not aser. Not the onion itself. It's a six-year onion. And not the leaves. The leaves have nothing to do with the ground. So even though it grew on Shemitah, but it grew out of the onion on Shemitah, not out of the ground on Shemitah. Or keneged kein motzoi shviyas mutar. In other words, we're talking about an onion that was planted during year number 6. He took it out of the ground year number 6, put it back into the ground year number 7, which he was not allowed to do. It got new leaves when it rained on it, which is automatically a problem, because once it gets wet, it could get new leaves on its own. That has nothing to do with the ground, but I don't know that. Maybe the leaves are coming from the ground. So if the leaves are black, or if Chinah ben Antignas tells us, if it's strong enough that the onion comes out with it, this grew from the ground, the leaves and the whole onion become a Shemitah onion. Suppose, however, he takes them out of the ground and puts them back in during year number 8. You hear what happened with this onion? It's going out and in, out and in. It was taken out during year number 6. It was put back in during year number 7. It got some more leaves. He took them out and puts them back into year number 8. And now again, more leaves are growing after a rain. If it didn't rain, we know it's coming from the ground. If it did rain, it could have come from the onion. So what do I do with this onion that grew during year number 6? Replanted during year number 7, got some more leaves. Took it out of the ground. Replanted year number 8, got some more leaves. So here it's the opposite. If these 8th year leaves are nourishing from the ground, and I can tell because they're either black or they're strong enough that when I pull out the leaf, the onion comes along with it. So then the whole onion is mutter. Why? Because be'etzem, this is a sixth-year onion. You put it back in during the seventh year, it got some more leaves. We're saying, oh, I got a little bit more leaves during the seventh year. That's the din. Once part of it grew on a Shemitah year, it asses the whole onion. But now during the eighth year, part of it grew again during a year that's not Shemitah. So just like the little bit of leaves that grows on a Shemitah year asses the onion. So by that same Svara, when you have a little bit of leaves that grows on the ground during year number eight, it's matter the onion. Because I look at this onion, I say it's a sixth-year onion. Got a little bit of leaves during the seventh year, but it also got leaves during the eighth year. So you have the fact that it's a sixth-year onion. It got also leaves during the eighth year. That's enough to say that the whole onion would be mutter.